Amen. I love the Lord. I really enjoyed that, Sister. I like what Sister Mary said. We ought to worship more than we worry. Yeah. And when you worshiping God takes, if when things are not moving along, pray in the Holy Spirit and worship the Lord. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, He, you know, we're supposed to. I always say that God gave us an example of His people driving out the Canaanites. Well, sometimes we don't know to drive out the Canaanites, but the Holy Spirit does. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, whatever need to happen, the Lord is helping us to pray for our greatest needs and also the knowledge we need and the wisdom and understanding we need to go forward. And when that happens, you're gonna receive revelation when you, especially if you pray in the Holy Spirit till He finishes. And you know He finished when you start laughing. Or, you know, Kenneth Hagin said you have that note of praise. And when he wake me up and have me to pray in the Holy Spirit, I pray until I start laughing about it. I know I won. And then I find out what it is later on. And it works. A friend of mine, I woke up and I prayed in the Holy Spirit till I started laughing. And then I went back to sleep and I dreamt that a friend of mine was in heaven. Well, what I saw was people from different ages dressed however they were when they died. And they were on a road, and he was with them. And we were playing jokes on each other like we do at work. I said, "You're supposed to be in the hospital." He said, and he was laughing and in good health like he was before. The next day I found out he had died. And the Lord had me interceding before he passed, and he got saved. And a friend of mine had the same kind of dream I had, that he was at work instead of in the hospital. The Lord was letting us know that he made it in. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, he helps us pray for the greatest needs of ourselves and who we love. Amen. So it's important. We're on page 109. This is chapter 6. I love this book. I was blessed.
It's really cool.
Presenting the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And chapter 6 is 7 offices of the Holy Spirit. And we're looking at the Holy Spirit as He helps us pray. When on page 109 it says, "Only the Holy Spirit can help us to follow these principles so we can learn to please God in all we do." Even with these instructions regarding prayer, we find that there are occasions when we don't know how to pray about a particular situation or difficulty. As we learn to yield to the Holy Spirit, He prays through us in the office of supplication. When the Holy Spirit prays through us, we can be sure He is praying according to the predestined purpose of God. That is why the baptism of the Holy Spirit with its heavenly prayer language is so important for each believer. Praying in other tongues means is a means of divine communication that the Holy Spirit initiates. And, you know, when we pray in the Holy Spirit, all things work together for good. That, and she said in the next paragraph, we cannot receive the promises that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose, unless we are experiencing the reality of the Holy Spirit praying His will through us or somebody else interceding for us. So this is good because whatever we need to know, the Lord has the answer. And He'll help us pray for our greatest needs.
That's so important because the saints oftentimes quote that scripture. Mm-hmm. You know, all things work together. Mm-hmm. For the good of them that love the Lord. Mm-hmm. They constantly quote that scripture, but they don't go a little further. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those that praying in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then the Holy Spirit help you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. So we need to go a little further, and then, like you were saying, allowing the Holy Spirit
The Holy Spirit.
Spread out for you. Then it's going to work together.
Yeah.
For your good. Because mm-hmm. he knows what to pray.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
What you're saying is right here then, okay, all things work together for good because you're praying in the Holy Spirit.
There you go.
Okay. So it's the same way in Philippians whenever you rejoice in the Lord always. Mm-hmm. Again, I say rejoice. You rejoice. You start meditating on the things that mm-hmm. are good. And then you can do all things through Christ.
That's right.
If you don't do it that way, then I guess you can't do all things through Christ.
Yeah, because see, some people, just like you're saying, they like to just quote the scripture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that sounds good. You know, all things work together. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll tell you, oh, that's okay, Mira, because all things work together for the good of them that are called for. But you got to go on down there, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Pray in the Holy Spirit, because he's going to work it.
Yeah.
But you know, he said, you know, we think our Google is the greatest search engine. My 6-year-old grandson told my husband, mm-hmm. Granddad, you're not this grandmama. You can Google anything you want. I mean, Google tell you anything you want to know. But the Holy Spirit is the greatest search engine.
There
the
is.
Greatest, he said, I go where Google can't go.
And he loves you.
All
Amen.
Even the deep thing. I search all things of God. Google can't go there.
Mm-mm. Now we know God loves us. And he knows all things. And he is smarter than anybody. So when we pray in the Holy Spirit, we're receiving his life, his knowledge, his efforts.
Amen.
What he knows. You know, right now, somebody in my family could be in danger, and I know nothing. And the Lord, he has to heal the problem legally. He can't just heal people or do something for people without somebody believing him for it. So he'll prompt somebody to pray in the Holy Spirit, and they'll pray what's necessary. And then he can do something. Now, if the Lord ever prompts you to pray in the Holy Spirit, there's a need. If you do it, it's going to be solved God's way. It's going to be you're going to be blessed. You may not even know what it is right away. But when we don't yield to him and pray in the Holy Spirit, then we live without that. And we don't have to. A lot of times people, they look at the Word of God, you know, they read it for an education. An education is really a byproduct of studying the Word of God. Because he said, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
That means I'm not trying to just understand it. I'm charging my heart with life. This is a translated Word of God. God is the master of all languages.
Amen.
Life. It's life. Even though it's translated 4 or 5 times before we got it, it's life. And when you read it, it produces life in you.
Amen.
And it'll heal your focus. It'll give you a pictorial of who God is, of what he stands for, his character.
Yes.
Even when you don't know the scriptures and you can be uncertain about God's specific will on a matter, but when you study the Word of God, you know about what God will do and what he won't do. And you'll have faith in his Word. His Word is life. It charges your heart.
Spiritual truth. And that's the only way you're going to know spiritual truth.
Yeah. And it's...
not what you see. It's what the Word says.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is your teacher.
Mm-hmm. We can't...
That's why it's so important for people to read the Word.
Yeah. We may not know all the ins and outs of the Word of God, but we can discern it. We've been given a brand new heart. And we can discern it.
Amen.
And that's all God needs. If we receive his Word in seed form, it'll grow in us and become faith, and we'll speak it in our life and change the facts on the ground in our lives. It'll change the facts in our body. It'll change the facts in our loved ones.
Yes.
It'll give us a living will.
Yes. Amen.
We'll be willing to do things that pertain to life.
Yes.
And it'll also give us a point of reference to what's true and what's not. And then that's how we drive deception away. And it's almost safe to say people are all, almost everybody have some form of deception going on somewhere. because we know in part.
Amen.
Now, my solution for that, the Lord taught me, don't just read scriptures to heal your problem. Read chapters. And when I started reading chapters, instead of God looking this big, he looked that big.
Wow, that's good.
When I started reading books, he looked even bigger. So I started charging my, I used to run out of gas, so to speak. When I used to preach, when the Lord would give me a message, and I knew the foundation of things when he first called me to be a minister, he'd give me a message, and I could write it on one side of a paper, and I'd write it, and I felt the charge in my heart, but I got to preach 3 weeks away. So by the time I get ready to preach, that charge is gone because of life, the things you run into in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to literally study, read, and get deliver the message by looking at the notes.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have those notes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord helped me minister. And I said, after a few years, I said, Lord, why is it you give me a message? I feel like it's a holiday. I feel like it's Christmas for a kid. I feel the joy of the Lord on the inside. It's like fire shut up in my bones. All I want to do is preach that message. And then everything go wrong. And then by the time I minister, I have to depend on the paper. He said, the enemy's been siphoning the word out of your heart. And that's when I first learned about it. Yeah, he was attacking me in different ways to get to draw the word out. Remember when they were in the boat, we gave that example this morning. When Jesus was sleeping in the boat, now he had just fed 5,000 men in their families. But they forgot about the miracle of the loaves and the fish because the waters had them so aggravated, it hardened their hearts. So things that go wrong in life is designed to discharge your heart from the word of God.
And those were strong fishermen. They were no amateurs.
No,
they did that for
professional.
Life.
They were used to the
way. Like waves. Peter told Jesus, now, I know fishing. You may know preaching, but I know fishing. He said, but at your word, I'm going to put your net on the side. I know. I know fishing.
That's right.
Was trying to tell
they were the kind of men that they wouldn't need drama men.
And Jesus told Peter, just throw the net on the right side of the boat. And he said, okay, at your word, I'm going to do it. But I want you to know, I know fishing.
Yeah, they were not the kind of people that needed drama men, you know, what you take to keep them getting seasick. But it hardened their heart, and they forgot about the miracle that they had just witnessed and was a part of. So when the Lord told me that, I started studying the message he gave me every day. And then he told me this after that. He said, after you deliver the message, study it again so you can have it.
Amen. That's
good. So this is how I learned that then I started filling my heart with the word of God so I can cooperate when he says something. Because we follow God on two fronts, the word of God, the written word, which is a lie, and the spoken word, what he give you in your heart. I said before that an education is the byproduct. If you charge your heart with the word, you're receiving life. And you're going to learn what you read at face value, but also what you experience. And then you're educated. sometimes people just learn the facts and they preach the facts, but when you receive it as life, it works. You're charging your heart. You know, a friend of mine, I look at all the children, they're beautiful. A friend of mine had terrible back pain, and his daughter was, I think she was around 3 years old, and he said my back's hurting, and she walked over there and just did what she saw at church. She laid hands on him and asked Jesus to heal him, and immediately all the pain was gone. He was good
praise
as new.
And
you know,
yeah.
I even heard that the children in the children's church pray for each other and get them healed. So never underestimate anybody with a clean heart. Okay. Any comments? Yeah, okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for helping us charge our heart with your life, the life of your word. Help us to go forward doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.